CliffCentral.com.
All right, so let us pay attention now to the sport, which we do every Friday, and we get to check in with our superstar talent who's been playing in an amateur golf tournament at Fancourt, no less. Mm-hmm. It is time for Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben Karpinski. It is powered by Superbets. Good morning, Ben, in a dressing gown.
Oh, hey, Ben.
You look like you look like Hugh Hefner. What's going on there? That's
good stuff. This is me, guys. This is me. Outside of this, most of the time I'm actually in a gown. Hey? I like the soft sort of texture. It's comfy. It's me.
Very
good. Where I am right now in my life. It's just the appropriate attire. Sorry, I probably could wrap up a little bit.
Please, I mean, the rest of us are at work.
Yeah, that's fine. But I mean, you don't exactly listen to this show for anything normal, do you?
No,
so
that's
I'm going to cut right to the chase, guys. Unfortunately, I'm not going to win. I'm not going to be the world champion. The last 2 days have really not gone to plan as far as being my best. It's been hard. Like, it's been really difficult. I'm not going to give you a single excuse, but I think it's actually been really, really, like, probably the greatest sporting experience from, like, me personally involved in my whole life, because I didn't know golf could ever be this difficult. And I think I've done particularly well to actually just stay in the game, so to speak. So I'm currently 14th out of 41 players.
That's really good.
Going into the final round. I've just had a lot of opportunities, but it's just so incredible how BMW have essentially, I said this going into this tournament, they are giving you an experience to be a professional golfer for a week. Mm-hmm. And then you get here and it's like, you cannot actually comprehend the attention to detail and how every single step of the way you feel like that is the reality.
Right.
So you get into the first tee and there's a person announcing you, you know, from South Africa, Ben Karpinski. And your players are also here to win, you know, not a lot of conversation, which I find amazing. Normally when you play in golf days or even social games, you're going to have to make chit chat along the way somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I haven't had to do that for 2 days. It has been absolute bliss. I hit my ball, I can walk, and you don't actually have to chat to anybody. It's just, it's introverted sporting like paradise, because I've mostly been playing with Asian people. Uh-huh. And they don't really speak the English, obviously.
Yeah.
So there's been a few key polite words here and there, like, you know, good shot, thank you, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can just play and just walk. It's amazing. I've got one of the best caddies I think I've ever had, a guy called Warren here, who has huge amounts of belief and patience in me. And I think the biggest downfall this week, and if you are a golfer, you'll understand this, I've actually hit about 6 or 7 genuine shanks, like. It's just
it's just gone
so badly at times, but it was cool. It was cool to actually play with like crippling nerves, because you want to do so well. And you know, prior to maybe 6 weeks ago, I only play golf like maybe twice a month, which isn't enough, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I started practicing. I started raising my expectations. You know, obviously the weight of the show behind me. I want to do you guys proud. All those things. And there was times where I've never been, like 2 weeks ago at the Vic Falls, when you stand at that bridge swing, that gorge swing, mm-hmm. I felt like that on the golf course for many, many, many hours. And it's the weirdest feeling, because all you're doing is hitting a ball, right? All you're doing is hitting a ball. But the nerves in the first day in particular were so hectic. So I've got a completely new appreciation. I already had a high appreciation for professional sportsmen, what they do, delivering BMT, composure. Yeah, it's just been one of the greatest experiences. I mean, off the course, this whole BMW event is like, it's the reason why they call it a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Sure.
Gary was here last night. He actually hoisted an Asian woman into the air as she won a prize.
Oh.
effortlessly, without skipping a beat.
Here's the rankings here. Look, there's Ben at number 13 on this. That's pretty damn good.
Currently 13th, but there's been huge drama, because obviously there's three players per country. So going into the final round, South Africa, we were tied 6th, I think it was, but unfortunately one of our guys got disqualified because he signed for an incorrect score. Oh. As in, he got a 4, his marker thought he had a 3, and then he didn't double check it, and then he got disqualified. So we're out of the team race.
Damn.
which sucks. So basically, there's no prizes here unless I shoot the best score of my entire life. Which, I mean, this course is a beast. It's really, really difficult. We're playing the Montague course at Fan Court. If I shoot the best score of my life, I might get into the top five today, which is obviously what I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's me. First day was so shit. And then yesterday I had much better patches. And then, you know, like I had Daniela walking around me yesterday. My dad was here on the first day, which was amazing. So nice. They really enjoyed it.
Support Daniela for the Karpinski team.
Yeah, I think Daniela joined me for like six holes yesterday, and those are the six holes I've sort of played my best.
Huh.
Which
she's
is funny,
she's the secret ingredient.
I hope she's around today.
Yep. She is. She was going to go do one of the excursions, and then she's like, nah, it's cool. I'll watch you, but it seems like a lot of fun.
Good. Okay, well, I'm very excited. So there's huge potential for people to enjoy themselves, but most importantly for them to experience what it's like to really be in an absolutely, you know, winner takes all competition. I like the fact that you've owned up to having reported on sport for years, how difficult it bloody well is when you're in those sportsman's shoes. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, look, I probably make the error of always hyping things up too much. Like, I'm quite an emotional person when it comes to anything sport. And I just got here, like, I'm so excited. I'm still so excited. It's the last day and I'm still so excited being here. And it does kind of play up to stuff. I've lost quite a lot of balls. I mean, yesterday on the 18th hole, I was going for par 5 and 2. I hit it, but it just went into the water. And then I proceeded to hit the next two balls into the water. And maybe like 6 months ago to a year ago, I might have thrown a club. I might have just wanted to stop playing. But I was like, okay, well, the next hole I'm going to be better. So this tournament's actually showed me how mature I've become in the last few years.
Good. Okay, well, this is all very, very impressive. And I think there are some people who are sniping from the sides. Carl says, I had so much faith in Ben. I'm so disappointed. Ben, the Proteas of Cliff Central.
Well, I went full Proteas on day one here.
No.
It was the weirdest thing. But yeah, at the same time, screw you. But I agree with you. You know, this is why I open up with this. I hide nothing, Cole. I hide nothing.
No, clearly. That's what people are also talking about with your dressing gown. Bronwyn says, while Ben's dressed like that, do you remember the TV show Tropical Heat? What a show. All right, let's talk about some sport. Let's get into some scores and some games to watch for the weekend.
Yes.
We've got lots of things to pay attention to. You could bet in some of these. Just go along to Superbets, and if you registered today, you can go and bet immediately. Put some money on. You never know. You could win big.
Yeah, guys, it really is just a really cool weekend because we've got so much variety. So let's start with Formula One because we don't often do that. If you are to look up what's happening in Formula One right now, obviously the first race of the season was last week, and surprise, surprise, Red Bull won. Mm. But now most of the headlines are about Christian Horner, of course, and there was claims of extramural activities with him and an employer of Red Bull.
Yeah.
She accused him of some sexual foul play. She has now been suspended. So I know it's the Saudi Arabia Grand Prix this weekend, and that's what you most want to look into. Mm-hmm. They'll be testing today on Friday, and then the race will obviously be there on the Sunday. And the female employee has been suspended by Red Bull. So that's pretty much the biggest story within the Formula One right now. So we'll kick on from there. There is test cricket on the go. Now, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, obviously the really rich cricket nations, they get to play quite a lot of test cricket. And I think in the case of the current India versus England series, it doesn't really help anybody, really, because England somehow snuck in that first test and they won that, but they've been dominant ever since. And now these Oaks are being trotted out for a fifth test. England shite again, 218 all out in the first innings. India are pretty much cruising at 186 for one. So looking for another win there for India. And then New Zealand, after being so strong in test cricket, especially when they play at home in Middle Earth, they're also getting absolutely trousered by the Aussies. Mm. So they're 162 all out yesterday. Australia 81 for two currently. So you've got that to look forward to over the rest of the weekend, but I think it's going to be quite one-sided again. And Australia, to their credit, you know, I guess they do live so close to New Zealand, so it's almost like a neutral activity, this. But those two teams are looking really, really strong. In the UFC, well, you know, everyone's talking about UFC 300. Is Dickerson Adesanya going to be the late, like, sort of inclusion on that? But I think a lot of people are overlooking just how good this UFC 299 card, which is happening this weekend. We've got Sean O'Malley versus Chito Vera. Now, Sean O'Malley, whose record is 17-1, as in he's won 17 and he's lost one, he believes he's been unbeaten because the one loss that he had was when he actually got injured during the fight and he couldn't continue, and then the guy basically just ground and pounded him. That guy is now fighting him for the title, Marlon Vera. They're both incredible strikers. They're known for their striking. So this is going to be a stand contest, and it's going to be, I think, really, really quick. I think 1-2 rounds tops. I think O'Malley really has become such an elite striker within the sport. So much so that, you know, he started his career saying he's going to be the next Conor McGregor, which is a really, really bold claim for someone who looked like he worked at Walmart. But this oak put his mind to it. He's put a lot into his career, his training. Him and his coach have been together since day one. They're like this duo, like these two guys that I think they pretty much do everything together. And they are such a cohesive, solid unit. Marlon Chito Vera, I think he's Ecuadorian. He's a bit of an unknown quantity when it comes to like a big five-round sort of contest like this. So I think it's going to be an incredible fight. O'Malley, this is his first title defense as well, so I would back him. Dustin Poirier versus Benoit Saint-Denis. Now, the Saint-Denis guy was like a special forces, hardcore soldier kind of person. So not only does he know how to fight people, I think he knows how to kill people as well. So that's going to be an interesting contest. I'm looking forward to watching that. And then in the UFC, what often happens is that they somehow get these really hot sort of talents that come through, and they need to be put up against someone to show their mettle. It's kind of a proving ground. And the proving ground in the welterweight division is a guy called Kevin Holland. He had an amazing streak at one stage. Then he just fought really, really strong guys and just beat them. Sorry, and got beaten by them. But he's still a good enough battle for a lot of people. He'll be taking on Michael Page, who seemed to be the next big thing in the welterweight division. I don't know about that, but we'll see after this one. And then Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. This, again, is going to be such a great fight because Gilbert Burns, the last time he fought, he came off an injury, tiny little camp, and people actually forget how good this dude is. He was the first guy to retake on Khamzat Chimaev when he was charging through his intro phase and took him to three rounds and also bust him up quite a lot. I'm going to go with Burns on that one. And then we've got Peter Yan, who was the champion, and then he's been in a bit of a downward spiral, but this guy can still bang, as they say in the classics. And he'll be taking on Song Yadong, who unfortunately I do not know enough about to tell you anything about. So that'll be roughly from 5 a.m. South African time on the main card there, UFC 299. I'm damn excited about it because I've just been doing golf this whole week. So I'm excited to get home, watch all the UFC embedded, and get into the UFC this weekend. On the rugby front, we've got the Six Nations. Now, it's becoming a bit of a soap opera in that Ireland have become so incredibly strong. France without DuPont look absolutely horrible. I mean, they drew with Italy. And now you've got England, who, again, are just, I think the phrase is flattering to deceive. Is that the phrase where you say it's like nice words to say bad things? So Saturday, we've got Italy versus Scotland. And Scotland mathematically are still in with a chance of the Six Nations, but they have to win the last two games, probably with a bonus point. The one game is against Italy, so it's not going to be a pushover, but I'm going to back Scotland there. The big game for the weekend is England hosting Ireland. Now, Steve Borthwick has been criticized for the fact that England just don't have any attacking flair whatsoever. They're just a boring team. They've been a boring team, and people are drawing way too much in the fact that they had a decent World Cup against really kind of weaker teams. So Ireland are going to go out there with a pretty much full strength team at 6:45 on Saturday, and I think it's going to be a big result. They've already had some big results against the big teams, obviously starting against France. So I really back Ireland here for a decent margin win. And though, sorry, there's a message about France and DuPont. Yeah, yes, since he's gone to the sevens, there's one guy, guys, just to kind of, you know, I keep harping on about France and DuPont, but he left the Six Nations team to go play sevens. These guys are nowhere now. And suddenly France are a sevens powerhouse. Because there's one dude.
Yeah.
And then Sunday we've got Wales against the aforementioned France. That'll be at 5. And I think there'll be a great game as well because Wales young, pretty much, you know, up and coming. France, who knows? Who absolutely knows? And then on the football, we've got, it's been such a resurgent sort of time for Arsenal. And I know sometimes the big flattering results don't mean much when you play against the really big teams, but they've been scoring huge amounts of goals the last few weeks. So they're currently on 61 points in third, Man City 62 in second, and then Liverpool still 63 on top there. So this is the interesting dynamic for this weekend is that Okay, firstly, you'll get like a curtain raiser with mid-table teams like Man United and Everton. They'll play at 2:30 if you slot into those teams. But then Arsenal take on Brentford at 7:30 on Saturday. So if they win that, they go to 64 points, which then has a lot of bearing on the Sunday game where Liverpool takes on Man City at 5:45. If these two just draw, then we've got Arsenal on top 64. Their goal difference is better than anybody right now. You'll have Liverpool also on 64. So it's one of those pivotal weekends at the top of the table where the results are going to mean a hell of a lot. There's also Aston Villa versus Spurs. That's 4th versus 5th. That's taking on at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
By the way, our new producer, James, is a Liverpool fan. So he has skin in this game and he will be reporting back on Monday. He'll either be very happy or miserable as a result.
Well, yeah. Sure. Liverpool at home versus Man City. Liverpool at home versus Man City is a huge, huge, huge match.
All right. Ben is like, who cares?
Are they not like top of the log currently? Like, come on now.
Oh, by the way, I see Sanele says here, what? Ben, the F1 race is on Saturday. It's moved forward because of Ramadan, so... bit of a correction there. Thank you, Sanele.
Sorry, going back to top of the log. I told you, Liverpool are top of the log.
Yeah.
They're the best team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do care. I care a lot. All right. And then in the PSL, where obviously people care a little bit less, but it's still happening. It's still a thing. This is the big Soweto derby weekend. So Pirates will be the home team, although they always kind of play at the F&B Stadium for the big games. They'll be the home team versus Chiefs. Now, Pirates are currently 5th. Chiefs are currently 6th. That's at 3:30 on Saturday. And, you know, like the football romantic always wants this game to be the biggest game in SA football. And it is. You can't discredit that. Mm-hmm. But over the years, people just keep saying how this game has lost its romance. It's like gravitas because these teams just aren't contesting for the big titles anymore. You know, and it's difficult to ever see Sundowns not winning the PSL. So if you want to watch the game for the spectacle of the full FNB Stadium, amazing. These two teams, not exactly in the greatest form, I would say. I know Chiefs in particular have had some strange results in lesser cups sort of things. I would say back that game for a draw. Look, both these teams need this win so incredibly much to try and springboard something in the season because, you know, as I found out this week after trying to be a semi-pseudo-professional golfer for a few days, momentum is a big thing in sport. It really is. It just makes you feel better. You get more confidence. You start to believe in yourself. So a win here for either team could give them a bit of a charge towards the top of the table. I don't know. I think I'm just being nice by even saying that. And then the golf, there is on the Sunshine Tour, co-sanctioned with the DP World Tour. You've got the Johnson Workwear Open at Glendower. So if you are in the Gauteng region and you want to watch some pro golf, actual pro golf, then yeah, that's it. Glendower this weekend. And that's pretty much it for your sport. I know there's other things happening in the world, but that is what I feel very passionate about. And I think there's some amazing opportunities there to go on to Superbet. There are some sure things. There are some 50-50 calls. And there are also just some really interesting sports to watch. So my suggestion is always to go look at all of this, spend some time on the site, and create a bit of a multiplier so that you've got skin in the entire weekend.
Right.
Just, you know, obviously, if you're an Arsenal fan or a Man United fan, you want to back your team, go ahead, especially if you're new to it. Just put something on a game. But trying to get these multipliers just allows you to really enjoy all the sort of cogs of your sporting weekend, of which there are many this weekend.
All right, beautiful. Superbet, of course, supports responsible gambling, strictly no under 18s. Winners know when to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation's toll-free counseling hotline, 0800-006-008. And Ben, good luck for today.
Thanks, guys. I'm teeing off at 9:57. Again, I'm playing with two Asian gentlemen, one from Vietnam, one from China.
Good.
Not expecting huge amounts of conversation, but the goal today, it's a lofty one. The goal today is to have 38 points, which means I'll be two. The goal today is to shoot 76 as like a golf score, and that will give me 38 points.
All right, and then how would that place you if everything goes your way?
I don't know, Gareth. I mean,
depends on how everyone else plays.
If all my competitors had a big night last night, which I highly doubt, maybe they went a bit too hard on the red meat and they're a bit backed up. You know, you can only hope for these things to really level the playing field.
All right. Okay.
This is the first time. So, including the practice round, you play four rounds in a row and you walk. Like, you're not any of those cart thingies. So, another thing that I'm really happy about this week is that I've altered my training so that I can be as pain-free as possible. And going into the fourth day, I feel amazing. I've been doing cold plunges and steams and like wind-down sessions, because at Fancourt here, you've got the best facilities you can think of.
Yeah.
And Daniela and I have been having interesting conversations with new friends in saunas, getting people into the cold plunges here. It's just been such an incredible event. So it's going well. Like, I feel great going into the final round. I can hopefully be stronger and fitter than the rest.
All right. We're all behind you. And Duds in the comments says, good luck, Ben. And there are lots of other comments from people saying, kick some ass. We will see you next week.
I will be in studio. Without the trophy, but I'll be in studio. So,
All right. Well, we haven't given up yet. I mean, they could all just completely ruin today and you could win. Who knows? It's possible.
Yeah. Or maybe there's some sort of, maybe garden root ostriches will infest the course and attack people. I mean, who knows? Who knows, Gareth?
It's very exciting. All right. Thank you, Ben. There we go. Ben Karpinski, live from Fancourt. Ciao. Bye. CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com.